From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State fighters. The military and interior ministry said Tuesday that Iraqi troops finished retaking several areas to the east of Ramadi and had reopened a road that links the city to Baghdad. The Islamic State took control of Ramadi last May in what was a huge blow to the government and military. After an offensive that began on the outskirts of the city, government forces pushed the militants out of the center of Ramadi in December. Iraqi troops are still working to dismantle a large number of bombs the Islamic State left planted in the city. Police say a head-on train crash Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least 9 people and injured more than 100 others. The rail company Meridian said 2 of its trains were involved in a serious collision between Kolbermühl and Bad Aibling, which is about 60 kilometers southeast of Munich. A statement on the company's website said it was deeply shaken by the crash. Police said more than 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. This is a German federal police spokesman, Rainer Scharf.
He says, because of the confined space, we were rescuing the injured from the air, and then they're being taken to nearby hospitals. The state of the trains of the times of the crash and what caused them to collide are not immediately clear.
The United Nations warned Tuesday that if pro-government forces in Syria succeed in encircling Aleppo, then up to 300,000 people would be cut off from humanitarian aid. The World Food Program said Tuesday that it's currently distributing urgently needed meals to 21,000 people who fled Aleppo. VOA News. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in an angry confrontation with protesters after the city's working class Mongkong district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. The situation turned chaotic when activists showed up to defend the street vendors. The demonstrators threw bricks, garbage cans, empty bottles, and other objects at police, and they wrestled at least one traffic officer to the ground. They also set multiple fires in the street. Yemeni forces and al-Qaeda militants battled Tuesday in Yemen's southern port city of Aden, leaving several people dead. The fighting took place in the Mansoura district. The government is trying to establish control over Aden after pushing out Houthi rebels late last year. Former hostage Jocelyn Elliott arrived in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, early this week, just a couple of days after being released by a jihadist group linked to al-Qaeda. The terrorist group had kidnapped the Australian citizen and her husband in a remote part of the West African nation in mid-January. Emily Eob reports.
After 3 weeks of detention in the hands of a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda, former hostage Jocelyn Elliott's first words were for the people of Burkina Faso. She said she wants to thank the people of Burkina for their support during her absence. 76-year-old Elliott was kidnapped along with her husband, Kenny Elliott, in a remote location in northern Burkina Faso, close to the border with Mali and Niger on January 15th. The Australian couple had been living in the area for more than 40 years. They established and run the sole medical facility in the small town of Djibo. After the kidnapping, the people of Djibo organized a rally and turned to social media to campaign for the couple's release. Emily Yap for VOA News in Abidjan.
The International Organization for Migration says 409 people have died this year trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea, and migrant crossings in the first 6 weeks of 2016 are running at nearly 10 times the rate of the same period last year. The IOM says 76,000 people have reached Europe by sea. That's nearly 2,000 per day since January 1st. Egypt's General Motors has suspended operations for a week because of a shortage of foreign currency, according to a company official. The official told the Associated Press Tuesday that the decision is the first of its kind in over 30 years of operating in Egypt. General Motors has nearly 25% of the country's car market. We are not the only company suffering. The crisis in currency is no secret, according to the official. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.